your facts and stats from around the world. Around the world. Radio X Financial News.
Italy is in for a slow economic recovery and will not reach pre-crisis growth levels until the mid-2020s, the International Monetary Fund has warned in its latest annual report on the country. The Eurozone's third largest economy is gradually recovering after a protracted recession, but a number of structural challenges remain significant, the IMF has said. Italy's economy grew by 0.8% in 2015, according to the country's statistics body Istat, after experiencing a triple-dip recession since the 2008 financial crisis. Portugal's economy is struggling with a systemic banking crisis, the lack of a convincing medium-term fiscal plan, and excessive public and private sector leverage, according to the banking group Barclays. They expect Portuguese growth to slide from an expected 0.7% in 2016 to just 0.3% in 2017. According to the European Commission, Portuguese GDP grew by 1.5% last year. German industrial giant Siemens has said it will continue to invest in the UK, despite earlier warnings that a vote to leave the EU could affect its future activities in the country. Siemens chief executive Joe Kayser told a number of media organisations that the company remained fully committed to manufacturing in the UK. The company has 13 plants there and employs around 14,000 people. Siemens UK had warned investment could be hit if the UK voted for Brexit.